You know what I want?
What do you want?
I want you to put on the cock ring.
So you're actually trying to torture me tonight?
I'm just craving something a little different. God, no.
Is it your boss again?
Seriously, how does he think this is okay? It's literally Friday night. Who texts their employees on a Friday night?
Well, you know what I'm going to say.
I know. I'll start applying to new jobs after we move and get the whole new apartment thing sorted out. Let me just... Hey!
Give me that. We are having a great night, and I'm not letting your boss take up any more of your time. In fact, I think I'll just email him for you.
What? No, oh my God, stop. Stop!
And tell him he has a horrible work-life balance, and that he can fill out the quarterly expenses document himself. Okay, here. Will you put some music on or something?
Yeah, sure. My job isn't usually this stressful, but something about this new client we've got is making my boss insane. That plus you pulling double shifts at the hospital. It feels like we've barely seen each other outside of waking up and going to bed. As soon as I got home from work today, all I wanted to do was shut the blinds, lock the door, and just shut out the world with you. Even if we only get a few hours to hang out before we both have to go back to work, I'll take it. I've been thinking a lot lately about this new thing we've started doing since our schedules have gotten so crazy. I don't really know even how to describe it. It's not really a game. It's like we leave each other little reminders. Little teases of what's to come when the weekend finally arrives and we can focus on each other. Like, you'll press your knee between my legs when you're kissing me goodbye in the morning. Right in that perfect spot that leaves me wanting more. Or I'll accidentally brush my hand a little too low over your waist as I pass you by to get to the kitchen. Things like that. Little looks from across the room. A couple of dirty texts sent during work hours. Little reminders. I missed you this week.
Me too. Can I take off your dress? Please?
No, not yet.
Oh.
You're squirming and I like it. I'll take that as a sign that you've been craving me as much as I have you this week. Oh, flustered is a good look on you.
Oh, you know how horny I've been since, like, Tuesday? All I could think about at work today was your ass and that dress you wore to dinner last week.
That's good to know, because that's exactly why I wore it.
To torture me?
Mm-hmm.
You're good at that.
You kiss along my collarbone, and your hands wander over my waist. I don't know why, but it feels exploratory. Almost like you're touching me for the first time. Even though we've been dating for almost 3 years now, I still feel an electric spark every time you touch me. I can tell you're desperate for me by the urgency of your touch, how hard you're pressing your mouth into my skin. You want me? Ask me.
I have you.
That's presumptuous of you. Maybe I want to have you.
Okay. So take me.
Oh. You pull me on top of you with my knees straddling your wide hips. I press my hands against your chest to balance myself and rest my weight against the bulge in your jeans. I rock my body against yours, rubbing myself against the rough fabric. I know I'm being a tease, but it's extra fun when it benefits us both. After so many days of barely seeing each other, I know it's not going to take much to push us both over the edge. And I kind of want to draw this out as long as I can. You know what I want?
What do you want?
I want you to put on the cock ring.
So you're actually trying to torture me tonight?
I'm just craving something a little different. Something a little more intense than usual.
I'm more than okay with that.
I pull your jeans and boxers down to your knees and your cock springs out. Oh, God, I want you bad tonight. I bend forward and press my mouth along the inside of your thigh. I kiss up to your hips, along your V-line, just missing your cock. I like the way you're watching me as I lift my dress over my hips, like you can't stand to wait even another 10 seconds. It feels good to feel so wanted. I move up your body and settle with my knees straddling your head. I lean over to the bedside table and grab the cock ring and my vibrator from the drawer. I'm hovering just above your lips when your hands wrap around the backs of my thighs. I did not say you could kiss it. Lie back down.
Oh, I'm getting desperate over here.
You're allowed to look. I'll let you know when you can touch.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.